Today's episode of the Gone Fission Nuclear Report is brought to you by Fluor. We're building a better world. Welcome to the Gone Fission Nuclear Report, your one-stop source for all the latest news from the Department of Energy's Environmental Management Program. Now, here's your host, Michael Butler.
Hello. We're at the Marriott Crystal Gateway Hotel in Arlington, Virginia. It's a big week in Washington, D.C., where hundreds of delegates are gathering from all over the country for the National Cleanup Workshop. Attendees include Department of Energy officials, regulators, community leaders, and others involved in DOE's environmental cleanup program. It's a big agenda with a lot of information, and we look forward to bringing it to you on the Gone Fission Nuclear Report podcast. Hello, and welcome to the Gone Fission Nuclear Report. Today is Monday, September 18th, 2023. We're here with special coverage of this year's Nuclear Cleanup Workshop in Washington, D.C. This is the meeting for leaders and companies involved in the Department of Energy's Environmental Cleanup Program. This year's meeting drew a record attendance, more than 800 delegates from across the country. The workshop is sponsored by the Energy Communities Alliance, the Energy Facility Contractors Group, or EFCOG, and the U.S. Department of Energy. In a highlight of the session, two members of Congress representing districts with major DOE facilities shared their insights into the status of the cleanup program. They brought a special message about funding and how a tight budget environment requires continued local support to ensure the cleanup program gets the money it needs. First, Congressman Chuck Flashman. The Tennessee Republican is new chairman of the House Energy and Water Subcommittee, who serves in the critical role as an appropriator. He was joined at the meeting by Congressman Dan Newhouse, Republican of Washington State, who represents the Hanford site. Though he loves his home state and wants Oak Ridge to get the funding it needs, Congressman Flashman said he intends to serve the entire DOE complex.
Well, since we had our last reunion, I have been privileged to receive something that I worked very hard for. I am now the chairman of the Energy and Water Subcommittee of Appropriations. So I thank you. Thank you very much. That was not an easy task, but I love my job. And I will say this, my heart, my soul is in Oak Ridge in the great state of Tennessee. Remember, I was that kid from New York, Philadelphia, and Chicago who ended up in Knoxville at age 20 getting a law degree. I was not native to Tennessee, but I love all the great things going on in Tennessee. But I said this, when I was given the privilege of being chairman, whether it was in Idaho or Savannah River, which I just visited last week, great folks, or Hanford, or Paducah, as we go all around our great nation, and we work on legacy cleanup, I promise to be fair and to listen and advocate. And I can tell you this, the bill that I wrote with my great energy and water staff for the United States House of Representatives is a bill that all of America can be proud of. And we need to get that passed.
Washington Republican Dan Newhouse talked about the need to hold the federal government's feet to the fire to ensure that cleanup is completed. Newhouse says it's a job that's not going to get any easier anytime soon. There's pressure on every item in the budget, including cleanup.
How does a farmer from Sunnyside, Washington help get the federal government of the United States to remain committed, both legally and morally, to the task of cleaning up our legacy nuclear waste on the Hanford Reservation? No person can do that by themselves. It takes a village. So I'm looking at the village that's going to take to get this done. As you can imagine, the budget that comes to Hanford every year is large enough that it gets noticed by people. And in this environment, and this is a dynamic that we are in today with, gosh, I can't even keep track. We're at $32.5+ trillion in debt as a country. A lot of interest in on the part of Congress to bend the spending curve that the federal government has in order to get back to closer to a balanced budget situation. Let me just tell you, there is pressure on every item in the budget, everything. And that includes nuclear cleanup. And so we have got to continue to make the case. We've got to point to our successes, which there are many. There absolutely are many. At Hanford and at other places around the country. And to as to the importance of our task at hand, we have to continue to educate people. And that is something that never ends. Every year, or every 2 years, excuse me, every new term of Congress, there's a whole new crop of members of Congress, a whole new crop of freshmen that probably have never even heard of Hanford, Washington, Oak Ridge, Tennessee, places around the country that need our attention, need the federal government's commitment. And so, frankly, our job never ends. The job of having to educate people as to the obligation that we have to the federal government. And with the pressures that we're seeing in the budget process, my guess is that our job is not going to get any easier anytime soon.
We know that legacy cleanup is critically important to communities all over the United States. And as we work to clean it up, and we've cleaned up a lot of sites since the Department of Energy launched this, we've had a great success record. But as we work to continue to get this done, we're going to need to do certain things. Number one, we need a trained workforce. We've got to make sure that our workforce is there, capable, willing, and we've got to keep that workforce safe. We've got to make sure, and we're doing such a good job of that all around the country. That's critically important. The next thing we need to do is realize, and I can't stress this too much, that we are in a time of constrained budgets. So this is where it's very important, and this is where I have that great rapport again with my local cleanup contractor. Talk to me about the dollars that you absolutely positively have to get this job done, and then talk about your want list. And then it's my job as chairman to work with my ranking member, the minority member, the Democrat, to work with our colleagues in the Senate on the majority and minority side, and yes, to work with the administration, whomever is there, work with the secretary to make sure that we address these priorities in a way that is reasonable, rational, and fair.
Congressman Newhouse stressed the importance of partnership among communities, DOE, and congressional representatives in ensuring adequate cleanup funding for the future.
My message is brief. We need to be together. We need to make sure that as a team, as partners, so we continue to get the work done with nuclear cleanup. And I applaud you for coming together to continue that conversation and helping me and others like me continue to educate members of Congress so that we can have the resources available, the scarce resources that we have to compete with some of the other interests in the federal government. So people don't forget how important nuclear cleanup is. So.
Congressman Flashman reminded the audience that the anticipated nuclear renaissance cannot happen without successful cleanup at DOE sites.
We cannot move ahead with the great American nuclear renaissance, and we are moving ahead without a end. We've got to clean up these sites. That's not only in Oak Ridge, but around the country. As I work in the areas with many of you all, in advanced reactors, in small modular reactors, micro reactors, as we are moving America's nuclear renaissance forward, and I was last week in London with many of you speaking to the International Nuclear Symposium about that. All of those laudatory goals that we have as Americans, in order to get that done, will not happen unless we complete the end. It's all part of a very wonderful puzzle.
We'll be back with more after this from Fluor. Continuing the theme of partnership, Congressman Flashman talked about the hardest thing he's had to do in his 12 years in the House of Representatives. He described how working together helped achieve a hard-fought goal on the Oak Ridge Reservation.
What happens when people work together? Great things. For over 12 years, I knew that Oak Ridge needed a new disposal cell. We've done tremendous work at Oak Ridge. I think it's only fair that I talk about the fact that our federal partners, Ike and Jeff Mullis, have worked so hard, hand in hand, with our great contractor, Bucor. Now, I don't choose the contractors, but when we get a contractor, I commit to working with that contractor. And for over a decade, I saw the folks at Bucor worked very hard to take down the K-25 plant and to work exceedingly hard to get things done under budget and on time. But what has been the hardest thing I've had to do since I've been in Congress? It was getting a new disposal cell. Why is that important? The old cell is filling up. We've got legacy buildings at ORNL. We've got a new cleanup at the Y-12 site. It's critically important. As we work to get these sites cleaned up, we need a suitable place to put this. It was the hardest thing I've ever had to do. But in rooms like this, and I can remember sitting with Ike White, gosh, 5-6 years ago, and said, we just need to get it done. What did it take? It took us working with our local leaders in the great city of Oak Ridge to make sure that the citizenry was comfortable with it. And they did their job and they worked. It took our great friends, Greg Young and the folks at TDEC, who did an exemplary job in making sure their job as our state regulator, that they were going to be happy. We got that done. DOE was my partner from day one, whether it was with Ernie Moniz, Rick Perry, or Secretary Granholm. There was never really a problem with DOE. They were always on board because they got it. What I meant by that is they knew we had to get a disposal cell built so we could take down these legacy buildings and do that. The work would have gone elsewhere. And rest assured, as you know, this is a very competitive environment. There's more work out there that needs to be done, and we've got decades worth of work to get it done in America. So we had to get this cell built. There was one final piece of the puzzle. And I don't generally try to be rhetorical unless I'm losing an argument with my wife for 37 years, which happens on a regular basis. But I called our friends at EPA, and I said, I really need your help. We need your signature on that. And I poised a very rhetorical question to the then director of this. I said, are you an environmentalist? And he was a little bit stunned. Wow. He said, well, yes. I said, I am too. Work with me. DOE has, our state folks have, our academians have, our contractors have. I need your signature on this document or everything stops. And probably within about 2 months, we got EPA to sign off on that. About a month and a half ago in Oak Ridge, We all came together, labor unions, contractors, DOE, our state leaders, our elected leaders. It was incredible. And we cut a ribbon for a groundbreaking for that disposal cell. My message is this work is not easy. We're always going to find impediments there, whether that's money or anything that might affect a specific community. But if we stay committed and work together, put partisan differences aside, the mayor of the city of Oak Ridge is a liberal Democrat. I'm a center-right Republican. We work famously well together, but we get it done for the people in our respective jurisdictions.
Finally, in closing his remarks, Congressman Newhouse looked to the future of the Hanford site post-cleanup. It is a vision of renewal, innovation, and continued contribution to America's energy security.
But we are very excited about what our future looks like post-cleanup. The small modular reactors, the growing need for more electricity, the desire to have clean, renewable, carbon-free electricity. We think that we are in the epicenter of helping our nation achieve all of those clean energy goals.
That's our Gone Fishing Nuclear Report for this week. Next week, we continue with more coverage from the 2023 National Cleanup Workshop. We'll hear from DOE EM Senior Advisor Ike White, among others.
The level of progress that we're seeing is clear across the country. We're on track again to complete the vast majority of our annual priorities. Taking a cumulative look of the 107 sites that we started with, 107 have been cleaned and 15 left to go. The work that remains, though, is among our toughest work.
Today's episode of the Gone Fission Nuclear Report is brought to you by Fluor. We're building a better world.